Ooh, baby, baby, baby!
Hey! Yes, that is life behind us.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Yeah, don't adjust your television sets. I know that the beard isn't here anymore, but it's still me, baby.
That's funny. Nobody watches. Actually, I do watch this on the TV once in a while. Am I coming in all right there, Chris? You hear me?
Yeah,
sound,
I hear you.
You sound glorious.
Ooh, baby, baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again here for joining us on a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Pre-game mid-morning, mid-afternoon. Yeah.
2024, first
Prime
Cubs game.
Crunch hour.
Do we get a win this year? Last year, 2023, 2024, Chris, or no, it was just 2023. Chris, I did not see a win.
Yep. Nope, did not.
We've
done it a couple times.
Remember that time we saw that triple play homer?
A three-run homer to win the game?
Yep.
You mean the walk-off grand slam? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it really a grand slam,
It was a grand slam.
Peter, how do you not remember? You're sitting there right where the
ball landed. You were right there, Peter. How do you not remember this?
The ball came right to us.
Do you remember that time we showed up at the first inning and John Lester had given up 11 runs before we got to our seats?
Oh, yeah.
Pepper Farm remembers that one.
Yeah, that was a long Sunday there.
I vividly remember all those games because we were always so hungover and we all tried to put on a good face of it.
Yeah, whoever thought a Sunday pick was
the Sunday package was that, I know. God, was that dumb. And because even if it was a Sunday night game, we were still like, oh, we're gonna be here till 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And all of us just want to sleep. In the morning ones, none of us ever decided hey guys, we got a game tomorrow. Why don't we just go to bed at a reasonable hour? No, every time we're hungover as balls at these games. But that's all right. It was good times, and I vividly remember those. I remember being on top of Old Crow on the top of the roof thinking, holy crap, it's 90 degrees. We're all still drinking. We're sweating probably all the drinking that we did last night. Living the dream, baby boys.
Living it.
Chicago's a magical city, baby.
Ooh, baby. On a better note, we didn't see a win in the Cubs, but we did not see a loss at the United Center this year, boys.
That last Bulls game, great game. Fantastic game.
Unbelievable.
We nailed it, didn't we?
One of the best games I've ever seen by the Bulls. One of the best.
And then they shit the bed yesterday. I could not believe.
I turned that game on right after halftime, and they were, it was awful. They were playing miserably.
The highlights were so effing just annoying. I'm at the bar watching them, and I'm like, what? What did they? How did we go from Wednesday just absolute ass kicking to getting our asses kicked with no Jimmy Butler?
They could not handle that. Mr. Anderson told me is the Heat like to run a 2-3 zone.
Okay.
And the Bulls apparently.
I remember the 2-3 zone.
Yeah, the 2-3 zone back in the day. Apparently, they could not handle it. And the problem was, they had Vucevic on a smaller guy all day long, and they just were like, nah, we're not going to give him the ball.
Man.
Makes and sense. Kobe, I heard Kobe wasn't on.
Kobe wasn't on. Io was 3 of 16. And wow. He should not be shooting the ball 16 times.
No. He should be driving the hoop 16 times.
Yeah, he was not playing well. I mean, nobody on that team played really well. I mean, DeRozan was all right, but again, nobody going to the hoop, nobody getting fouled, and I think they were out shot at free throws 2-1.
So the Heat are going to take it into the playoffs, probably beat Boston.
That would be something.
But the other thing is, though, so I'm driving around on Friday from different clients, and the radio is talking about how the Bulls are going to get beat. And I'm like, there's no way. No Jimmy Butler. Miami wants to be done with this. There's no way. And I was honestly thinking about betting the Bulls. And thank God I didn't, because everything that the radio said happened. They got their asses handed to them.
Ripped all that hair you've been growing out.
He would have punched the TV at the sushi place. He would have he'd gotten up and thrown Mike Basso into the TV.
Man. That might have been worth the price of admission alone.
It would have been cool to go to that game in Miami. That would have been sick.
Yeah, you would have been. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever watched a game in Miami. I don't know what happens at halftime or at the beginning of the game, but it's like the Dodgers game, where nobody makes it until the third inning because of traffic. You watch that game after halftime for the first 6 minutes. Nobody behind the announcer's table there. Seats just empty. Yeah.
You know what I thought when we were watching a game?
All the cool people show up late.
Hell yeah. I thought that a lot of people came were really on halftime. We're kind of late back getting back to their seats. And it was
maybe
a pivotal time.
Yeah, maybe it is a thing that maybe just it's at arenas and it's a real slow time for people to get back to their seats. But I mean, it was considerably noticeable how many empty seats there were behind where the camera was facing for the Bulls game last night.
First Cubs game of the year. Pat, you've been to a game. Is there anything new there? It's kind of very.
When you walk on the side that our seats are on, there's now a. There used to be those three free vendors right there. Now it's a walk in and grab and go area.
Oh yeah.
Those grab and go areas are getting more popular.
Yeah, Pepsi mentioned that.
Yeah, but that's the biggest thing I noticed of a change.
But think about me and Mike talked about this last night. The Amazon stores where it used to be grab and go, and they had to stop it because they could like. The amount of theft was so easy.
Yeah,
they still got one downtown.
Yeah, but Ogilvy. Is it grab and go?
Yeah, Ogilvy. Yeah,
I thought they've taken all those out.
You scan your, you either put your credit card or you scan your thing and you walk in.
I don't know if they closed all of them. I think they closed the majority of them.
I think they got rid of that technology. I think the stores are still there, but I don't think it's.
No, it's grab and go. I usually wonder sometimes I go to the train.
I'm sure that Amazon, maybe they're working on closing a lot of those.
They always have a buy one, get one, three.
Maybe the big stores that they used to have.
Pat loves it.
It's always been very,
five-finger discount,
it's always
baby.
Been very accurate for me, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They seem to know exactly what I buy.
Have you guys ever gone to the Amazon by the hip?
No.
I didn't even know there was one there.
Amazon Fresh, right?
Yeah, it used to be a Kmart. You know, the Kmart you worked at.
Oh, really?
That's a now Amazon Fresh store.
Wait, is it like that whole store?
Yeah.
I think there's a Ross or there's Bob's Furniture. So, okay. Yeah, some Bob's.
It's like split into something. Wow.
Exactly.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you know, City of Chicago, Northwest Side, Bebe, Harlem Irving Plaza, that's been there for probably over 100, probably 75 years.
You guys been to the hip lately? It looks completely different.
Me and Peter, every once in a while, we'll like stop in the Target over there, like if we're going home for like a birthday. So, like my mom's or my birthday, we'll stop there and get some stuff there. But, like, never. I think what was the last time me and Peter actually were physically in the mall, I think was around.
Christmas. It's got to be, right?
No, I think it was like Lauren's birthday like a couple years ago. We walked the mall. They have like...
You know, the mall's like a very cool, like that kids do now, the mall nowadays.
I mean, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I looked around. I'm like, this is like a completely different mall than I remember it being.
Oh, 100%. But it's like kids now go and hang out in the malls again.
Oh,
like,
really?
Kind of a thing that they're... like getting out and they'll just walk around the malls and
shoplift there now.
Oh yeah,
I saw this video recently. It was like just a reel, and it was this woman who watched this reel, and it was this young kid who's like, "I've just heard about these new boat shoes. I heard they're like the hot new thing." And da 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 da. She's like, "Oh my god!" She goes, "That was exactly what was in style when I was a teenager, as of like." You know, whatever the time amount is. So it seems like everything's recycling much quicker now.
Weren't people like wearing bell bottom pants not too long
ago?
And the high waisted jeans are coming back.
That's out back now, though, but could be back in. I don't know.
Those like baggier kind of like boxy jeans.
Tight jeans are not in anymore.
Nope.
Such a sad time.
Leggings are forever, though.
Oh, yeah. The less women actually have to wear, the better for themselves.
Mr. They're Anderson is waiting for the day the jorts come back, baby.
Oh, man.
Golf course is only jorts, only a thing allowed, Chris.
They had the jewelry store in the hip get robbed where the guys, three. And there's like a video going around. There was also a video yesterday that I saw on a New York Post that a student from University of Chicago, I think it was University of Chicago, a guy jumped out of his car and tried to rob him.
This is in New York, you said?
No, no, this was in
University of Chicago. New York Post.
Yeah, New York Post. You could watch the video, and the woman just, the 19-year-old student just grabbed the gun out of his hand. Wow. There's two guys watching this whole, like two other students, I'm sure they're scared out of their mind, but they're just watching this woman and this guy struggle for the gun.
Good God.
And then the cuts, I don't know if he just left, it was so embarrassing he left, or... In my head, I'm thinking, like, why doesn't she just shoot him? She has the gun. Just shoot him.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she was in such shock that she literally...
She's probably like, holy shit, I got the gun. How did that happen?
Yeah.
But she, like, it was like one of those, like, almost...
Could be
like,
empty, too.
Yeah, it could be. It could, you're right. But it was almost like kind of like a Karen thing where she grabs it and she's like, you're not doing this. You're not doing this. Like,
holy shit.
And the guy's like... The
guy's like, oh, shit, I got one of these people now.
Yeah. How did this get turned around on me? What? Yes. Huh?
You want my wallet? What?
Look at me. I am the robber now.
Yeah. Dude, it was so crazy. And she's just so young. And you're like, Jesus Christ, what is going on in the world?
It's crazy.
That's like that water gun game out in the suburbs with the high school kids.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I heard about that.
I've not heard about this.
So they put ski masks on and they grab water guns that
realistic
look
gun
a
look,
lot
yeah.
like real guns, yeah. and they'll bust into restaurants and like spray their friends.
They'll spray their friends.
They or got, like they, people wait, so they spray, don't like.
The, oh, with water?
Yep. Yeah, but they got into a real confrontation with a guy, a concealed carry guy at a restaurant because they thought they were actually going to rob the place.
Yep.
Did he shoot him?
No, thank God.
No. But that was the story that
that's
went
the
out.
Reason like, why it's like big news right
so
now.
So they dress up and break into places or storm into places. Well, and they shoot people with water guns.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they go in for specific people,
yes.
like
yes.
either you know people but, from other okay. high schools,
students
or,
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah this and then, just seems like a bad idea.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah.
There was I remember when we were in high school, a kid had a BB gun and pointed it as he was driving by the high school, and the cops literally almost shot him.
Yep.
he was suspended and but this is all. Just dumb shit. Kids are so dumb. Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you got to be really careful now because I don't think people are playing around this much. At the Taco Burrito King at Belmont and Long, a guy came in and tried to rob him, and a dude in the head was concealed carrying the Taco Burrito King and shot him.
Yeah, I remember reading that article.
Yep.
I wouldn't be fucking around with guns nowadays.
Do you get in trouble considering they probably have one of those do not, you can't bring your gun in here stickers on the wall?
I do think about that. Like, what is the...
You're a hero, but you broke this law. All right.
Yeah.
You saved us all, but now you also have to go to jail.
And there's probably easier for the prosecutors to go after that guy than any of these 16-year-old kids.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? I think it was... Pat told us the Uber driver story where the kid was 16 years old and they tried to rob the dude and he beat the shit out of him. And they're just 16 years old.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
No, they were not very good robbers.
Well, thank God they weren't.
Yeah. For that guy's sake.
Fuck around and find out.
I mean, we are going
to find out.
Thank God it hasn't gotten too warm yet. But then again, look, I mean, how about, you know, we've talked about this a little bit last week, but how crazy the world is getting. Dude, it is. We had a real conversation about, like, you know, potentially me, Frank, Chris, and Jess talked about World War III and, like, our age of, like,
oh, yeah.
Are we out of the draft? Are we in the draft? Like, what's our age range? I think we're all.
Oh, you're in the draft.
We're out of it, I think.
I think they
draft a lot of people that
Joe
can draft for
might
us.
Be.
I'd probably still be. I imagine it would.
I know
35.
They draft up to 45 or something.
Oh,
like,
there's a lot of younger people before that for us.
I mean, Ukraine has slowly been dropping their draft age.
I mean, like up or no?
No. Oh, so okay. They started up high, and yep. They've slowly been going lower and lower towards 18.
Yeah.
And they just recently put out like or issued a thing where you know those cards that we all fill out when we're 18 that you know
yeah.
in case of draft kind of thing, they're sending those back out because they need to start gathering information because they might need more soldiers. But they started out high, I think something like 45, and have slowly been dropping the age down. That way the youngest aren't going to war kind
yeah.
of thing.
And I mean Israel is
oh that's absolutely
it's silly just stupid
bananas. Hey, did any of you guys get fucked by the protesters on Monday?
Joe Baby's in trouble, but I looked it
Pat
up.
Pat Lynch did, because Pat Lynch was going out to Downers Grove and got stuck for 45 minutes between
the
190 to the fucking 294.
Pat's like, man, the 190 is insane right now. And we're like, oh, that's weird. Because it wasn't so bad when we...
I mean, it was a parking lot. It was literally not moving at some point.
At 8:30 in the morning.
At 8:30
in the morning.
Oh, I know. I was in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I was in it for like an hour.
Yeah, me too, Joe. I was probably sitting right by Joe Keneally.
I take the 90 sort of like from the downtown direction into Rosemont. And so I get off. Like the line coming out of that where it splits off for the Cumberland exit is so far back. And I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Me and Chris saw that and got off.
I was like, oh. And then I was like, okay, well, whatever. I'm coming in. And we get through it and we're going. And I don't know why. I'm just like, I should have just jumped off at that Cumberland exit and then just drove in, but I didn't. And so then it was just like waiting for, so for an hour between like there,
like two
and
stops
River Road,
too. It
was, yeah, I saw that by the time I got to the sign where it said River Road, half a mile away, I just drove on the shoulder.
Yeah. See, I think I was a little ahead of you probably, Joe, cause I got caught closer to like the, I could almost see the, it was like moving very slowly. And then at like a quarter mile to the 294 ramp, it just stopped.
Yeah, that's a
dead
stop. Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's what I went on the shoulder too, and got on the 290 ramp.
Yeah,
but
I went. I went on that shoulder.
But it took me like 40 minutes. Went, it took me 45 minutes to get that. Was like a mile and a half.
It was insane. And then I was just.
You want to explain like why
they shut down the they stood the road in the airport.
Maybe another
who shut down
3/4 of a mile up that expressway,
okay.
Just past the tolls. They had a line of people laying down in the expressway lanes across all the lanes protesting for Palestine, pro-Palestine protest.
More pro-fucking on my day.
And
let him know, Pat. Let him know.
And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, there were people actually getting out of their cars and walking to the shoulder, and then later, you know, you get farther up in the lanes of the expressway so that they could get to the airport and make it.
Yeah, people were getting their shit out and just walking. I've never seen like, walking on the side of the road to a hair. Like, that was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
I saw the Rosemont stop was absolutely packed, like just on the stop, not in the train yet, just people trying to get onto the train because they couldn't get, you know, in via
it was several car. Cities they did this kind of thing in, right?
And several cities. But I was thinking about it, that is probably going to be one of the few times in human history that people can just walk up, like that in COVID maybe, or like the two times somebody could walk on the expressway and not be in danger of getting smashed by a car.
Did anybody have any idea how they got them off? Did they just drag them off?
From what I heard,
snowplow.
Brandon, the mayor, Brandon was like, they have a right to protest. And then eventually Pritzker was like, yeah, but you can't interrupt somebody's day. So then they sent the police and they pulled him out of there.
God, Brandon Johnson, you dumb mother. There's a guy in Lincoln Park who's trying. They're trying to get him recalled. They're like, this guy's like, I'm not waiting 4 years for this idiot to get out of here.
That's what somebody said. Oh, yeah, I read that.
They're
too.
Trying to put it on the. I think they're trying to put it on the November ballot that people can recall, like an election
a ballot
or something.
That I like, baby. Here we go.
This idiot. The guy's so like, we're not waiting for this idiot for 4 years.
I didn't feel like I heard a lot about Brandon Johnson until like very recently. Like it was almost like he wasn't in the news.
He hasn't done anything.
He can't get anything done. Yeah. He honestly cannot because nobody wants to work with him. He's too left-leaning. Uh-huh. The African-American population thinks he's a snake in the grass.
That's what I've heard.
The Latin community thinks he's a snake in the grass. The only thing he's going to do is make the teachers very, very wealthy, and he's going to screw this city up even more.
Yeah, you calm down, Pat, okay?
Thank you, Chicago.
Because all your property taxes are going up.
We're going to be net neutral, Chicago. Baby. Taxes going up, Katrina's salary going up.
Yeah. And, you know, God willing, Katrina, you know, makes it to a full pension because if she doesn't, you're just getting destroyed by, yeah. Chris, what's the draft age, Bubba?
Okay, so I looked it up. So everybody who's between 18 and 26 must register. Mm. But the only two people at this table who are clear are me and Mr. Peter because
Jackpot.
Pat hasn't turned 36 yet. And
4 months, baby. 4 months and I'm out.
Pat needs that 4 months to come up real quick and Joe's still screwed.
I'm going to be a soldier.
You and Hamilton will send your regards to you guys.
Mm-hmm. We were talking to...
Danny Hamilton's in the real danger age. He's,
Pepsi but, Pat, too.
Oh
No, Pepsi's not in the danger age, but he's still got a long way to go.
Yeah, but they might. He could probably have a medical exemption.
Yeah. The only thing I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't trust Pepsi on the front line with the machine gun.
He might be a fucking phenomenal soldier. He's a complete nut job.
Oh, he really is. We talked about it yesterday.
He'd be a phenomenal soldier. He'd see the people
he's mowing down everybody. I mean, he'd be mowing down his side, their side.
He'd be the only person to survive.
Civilians, anybody.
In the middle there. Go get it, baby.
Pepsi would go. Yeah, that's how you have to trick him. There's a cup snake.
He might mow down everybody.
It's exactly just like at Wrigley. There's danger, and they're like, Pepsi, go take care of that. He just comes in.
That's what we were talking about at dinner last night. Bree was like, oh, did you show them the picture of Pepsi? And Mike's like, yeah, I sent it to them. And I'm like, yeah, I hate it. I'm glad he doesn't really do that anymore. And she's like, why? I'm like, because Pepsi doesn't understand danger. Like, he doesn't understand what type of danger he's in. She's like, there's no danger there. I'm like, Brie, 5,000 drunk idiots trying to do a cup snake don't want to be told they can't do a cup snake. Mm-hmm. And he's coming in there and saying, you can't do a cup snake. And you have old security guys who are going to have to be there to help him.
Yep.
Get the out of here.
Couple of geriatrics that are having trouble making it up the stairs.
Now and then you can get over there. I can't get my knee down that staircase.
Or if you ever seen the real, like until the real cops come.
Yup.
And that's going to take a minute. Yeah. You have and all the other guys are overweight, not like Pepsi, overweight, not out of shape.
Yep. It just takes a second for something bad to happen.
And he just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And I love him to death because he's a psychopath, but he just doesn't. He doesn't. He just doesn't.
He is literally.
I'm telling you, he's a phenomenal soldier here.
He's either gonna have like VR goggles where he thinks he's at Wrigley Field and he's breaking up cop snakes, or he's gonna run in the opposite direction of danger. Yeah. He's just gonna leave his whole entire platoon behind.
But
Frank was telling us that if that does come to fruition, that we all should just register. Before getting drafted, we register as officers because we all have got education and we've got
yeah.
You just go in and then you're not hopefully not on the front line. mm-hmm. And you're teaching, unfortunately, the 18-year-olds. Crazy conversations we're having, but this is real. Like, you can't, it's not a joke. Like,
yeah.
The stuff that's going on in China.
Well, yeah. Because
China
sees,
we can't control Israel. Mm-hmm. Ukraine is holding, like, so it's like China sees that Russia's weak. We see that Russia's weak, but they also see that we're weak because we can't control Israel, and that's about to be up. That's a
There was also the recent attack on Israel from a completely separate country.
That was Iran.
Iran, baby.
No, that, but no, but that didn't start. So, and everybody loves to go. So no one tells the truth.
They go back and forth.
Well, Israel started it.
Yes.
And then Iran gave America, Europe, and Israel 72 hours because they had to show face, said, hey, we're sending all this over there, and... they destroyed. No, there was no casualties. No, nothing.
The Israel's. I think I forget what they call it. The golden blanket, yes. Or something like that. It's this air to ground or ground to air missile defense system that they have blocked. I think 98%.
No, it wasn't.
Of,
it was America who shot down majority of the drones and the.
I thought it was allied, like America, England.
Yes,
and,
I'm sorry.
Or, yeah, sorry.
It wasn't. It was in Israel. So yep. It was. So, but then Israel just recently Friday morning sent. You know. Bombed another military, and America's like, what are you doing? We want, yeah. Like, you showed provocation. They gave you the opportunity. It's over. And Iran then, again, on Friday morning was, like, trying to downplay it because they see the prime minister of Israel is looking to, he wants to start this war.
What's his name?
Netanyahu,
yeah.
He's looking to start the war.
A psychopath.
Yeah. That was the thing. It wasn't that... that's what I was trying to say.
This is a major fail for Biden. Like, this is huge. Yeah. This is insane.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't know the intricacies of all of it, but just watching what I am on the news, I don't know. I get, like, countries have to build these relationships, and they can't just, like, break down overnight. Yep. But there is a point where it's like, I mean, you know who did a great bit on this is Jon Stewart, how he's drawing these parallels between what Russia is doing and what Israel is doing.
Yep.
And every time they say... They talk about Russia. They condemn it. This is awful. This can't happen. Yep. We're condemning this. And then he shows the same thing that Israel's doing, and they're like, if it is true, this is very concerning. But it's just a completely separate approach, and it's a double standard.
Oh, it's miserable.
And it just makes... It looks bad.
And it won't change until America... Because America said they're gonna back Israel no matter what, and we have to change that.
Yeah.
Because China sees all this and they're like, oh, this is a perfect. We're all everybody's distracted. We're gonna go after Taiwan.
Yeah, I.
And Japan is screaming about this. They're like, this is not good.
Oh yeah, it
this is.
This is
not good. Yeah.
Somebody send Australia up there real quick.
Australia's living it up. They're like,
good day, mate.
Australia's like half of our country's
absolutely
desert.
Wank is just jacking around.
Yeah, they're like, we got kangaroos and like 10 of the most deadliest snakes. Come get us, bro.
Yeah,
come at me, bro.
I'm gonna go wrestle me kangaroo and have some fun. Egos shoot each other.
We got ourselves salties down here. Yeah, we got our own problems, bro.
Silliness.
We eat Vegemite sandwiches for fun.
On a lighter note, we've got anybody listen to some of the Taylor Swift new album that dropped yesterday?
I did not. I heard about it.
You know this table is just Swifties over here.
I heard about
hey, easy.
It.
Easy. We can't go after Swifties.
I'm sure Joe listened to us.
I did not, but I did this morning. I was getting ready. I was on Instagram and I was looking at the reels and I was like, oh, Sarah has one. I was like clicking on it. And I don't know. I can't remember what the first one was.
That was a bad decision.
But the second one was listening to Taylor Swift's 31 songs.
Yeah.
My favorite is number 13. Or no, 31
I
songs.
31.
I just turned 31. And then there was like, my favorite song is 13. And then there was another thing. And I was like, man, this Taylor Swift number stuff is absolutely bonkers.
Did you? She wrote a song about Kim K. And I forget what it's called. But like, they
you heard some songs?
No, Lauren made me listen to one. And it was so bad. I was like, how is this? She's like, she's a billionaire. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, I think.
So is Kim Kardashian. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Now, question. Do you think that is because you are not Taylor Swift's music is not your cup of tea, or are you saying from a standing at a singular point in music, you can discern what's good music and what's bad, and this is bad?
For me, the latter. I just don't care about it. I don't care for her music.
Is it a taste thing, or is it like you're saying this actually?
It felt like she was playing piano and she's just like talking about a guy.
Okay.
But she broke up. And literally, like, she just, like it doesn't, it wasn't, it didn't feel like a song. It was, like, almost like slam poetry.
I wonder if there's any Travis Kelce-inspired songs on there.
I think there was one. It's like Super Bowl.
Can
it's
we
like
talk about the guy who kept calling you Travis Kelce at the fucking game?
Jesus Christ. I tried my best, and I did my best. But
how about the one guy who was sitting next to, standing next to me? He's literally on my hip. And I'm like, is this guy trying to rob me?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
You're talking about the small little guy over the railing.
Bald dude.
So many times. Dude. No. Oh, no. Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, there was
the
another one.
Me.
Yeah.
On my
sorry.
Hip. Yep. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm literally like checking my pockets.
Dudes are being creepy to those two girls to
the
right of us.
Oh, the little ones? Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. There were some characters at that game.
How about the two man. Bros who are like, I'm so fucked up, walking to their seats. I'm like, what? You couldn't even watch the game at points. You're like, this is asinine.
With some of the way some of the people were acting, I was like, I kept doing the same thing. I was checking my pockets constantly.
Oh, yeah. I did not feel like, not that like anything was going to go down, but it was
but there was a lot of bumping.
Yes. And it was getting
tons
weird.
Of bumping.
Kevin and I had a funny, we were getting a beer. The guy in front of us ordered, I think it was three old fashions. He had three extra shots for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, dude. He's like, I don't want to get back up again, you know? I'm like, fair point. And then he's like, but the lady's like, no, you got to take the shots here. So call your buddy here. You can't bring the shots with you. And then she goes and pours my beer. And I'm like, this guy's going to take off. I tell Gavin, and sure enough, as he turns it back, the guy grabs him and runs off.
Wow.
And then, the fun fact of that is, though, he was sitting two rows in front of where our seats were up in the section.
Okay. Well, thankfully, he didn't have a lot of stairs to climb.
Yeah. But that was his also his bill. How much do you think three old fashions and three shots shit. For?
Dude, three beers was $41.
$130.
I'm going to assume
like
about
$200.
I was going to say $125, where Joe was
at. It was about $130.
Yeah. Three beers was freaking $41.
Yep.
Dude, our dinner last night, we had a really nice dinner.
Where'd you guys go?
On Southport, it was like Southport Billards, is I think what it used to be called. It was on the corner, and it had a bunch of pool tables, and then on the other side, it had the bowling, like that old school bowling.
Okay.
And I think Chris and Gavin had, when they started, the first time they talked about doing taxes together, they had a burger there. Mm. I think me and Gavin and Chris had a burger there one time. I'm sure you had a million dates on this place if you would see it.
I'm trying to think what neighborhood is it in?
So Southport, you know, where like, you know, where
Southport Lanes are.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Yep.
That's
Southport
Lanes. We all did like at least five or six first dates there because it was easy. It had a lot of, it was easy to do, like, you know, and there was fun things in doing, playing pool and talking and all that shit.
I remember.
I'm pretty sure it's down the block from where the what is it, the bicycle place was.
Oh yes.
Soul Cycle.
Yes, absolutely. Chris.
It's not too far from Belmont.
It's closer to Crosby's Kitchen than it is. But it's like that direction.
Yeah, it's over by Shuba's Tavern over there and everything. Yep.
They cut that in half. And one side's a Hispanic restaurant, the other side's a fancy sushi place.
I see myself at the bar. I don't remember what the girl looked like, but I remember having a first date there, and she was such
an unfriendly person.
An interesting person.
Yeah.
She was a very interesting person, and I was like, well, she doesn't. It led to some. We probably had like two or three dates, but yeah.
I had a couple of dates there, and then a few that I was like, why am I here? Like, this will not end soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
Been on a couple of those.
Oh yeah. But so they cut it in half. The one side sushi. Sushi was good. I mean, this sushi was probably some of the best sushi I've ever had.
Really?
But you walked out of there so hungry.
Oh yeah.
How did you get Mike to pass the Mason-Dixon line, by the way?
I did, dude. Listen, we gave them all the options. Like, I was like, whatever you want to do, we'll go there. Lauren did a reservation. He did a reservation. Bree chose this one because they actually. I got a ton of crazy stories for you guys today. Guess when? So they were originally supposed to go to this restaurant just on a date. Guess when they were supposed to go on that date?
Before COVID.
That's very far out, but not that far out.
I have no clue.
Before they got married?
April 22nd, 2023. We went last night, April 19th, 2024.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that? It doesn't mean nothing, but it's just, I'm like, how crazy of a coincidence.
Yeah.
They had to cancel that date.
Yep.
So Bree wanted it to.
And if you put those two numbers backwards and you flip them, it's a Taylor Swift song talking about a pool hall and missing dinner.
As soon as I said that, I'm like, this is really not that cool of a situation. But
No.
I thought it was like. okay, so.
I remembered.
I get it. Like, it is a crazy. I'm 100% in agreement with
you. Dude, the sushi was out of this world. but we all kind of left like, and it was a $400 meal between the four of us. So $100 a person is not crazy. Not that crazy.
How many cocktails each?
Oh, I had three beers, and we all. So this lady, okay, the waitress there, Mike's really good about like asking the waitress for her like
recommendation or opinion.
Really good. And like I sat out because like this was very fancy sushi, so I like I will eat anything. I'm just
they don't have the Godzilla roll and pears, yeah, like I'm out.
Yeah. I don't see spicy tuna. Spicy tuna?
I don't see California? Chicken tempura. Yeah. I'm out.
Do you deep fry any of these? Because I really like a deep fried. So I let them like Brie and Lauren did an amazing job. But so Mike's like, hey, can you kind of just maybe give us a couple of recommendations? And I shit you not. Have you ever seen this? The lady went to the top five most expensive things on the menu. She's like, king crab, $44 a roll. I can't think of the.
I was going to say sea
not
urchin,
clams,
but
the.
Mussels?
The white ones. The
scallops.
Scallops. $30 a. Like it was like, and we all were like, "Oh, okay, great. Oh, very nice, cool." Like, and we're trying to get her to like give us maybe advertising.
Hey, how about you get something more in my price range, like $10?
She
baby.
Walked away, and we're like, "Jesus Christ! Did she pick all the most expensive stuff?"
That's why it's the best.
Did she not see you wearing that flannel shirt, long sleeve flannel shirt,
we both
and that
were
hair? And like, yeah, I was like, "This kid's got to be poor."
No, I looked homeless last night.
They saw them and they said, "These two are men of culture."
Exactly. They're like, these guys got the buckses.
They know, yeah, exactly. They just got done chopping trees. They got plenty of money.
The guy's on the bounty.
Let's give
I'm pretty sure
need.
That guy in the flannel shirt there is the guy on the bounty paper towel rolls.
There you go. So, you know, we eat. We had a great time. The conversation's flowing. We're literally like the last four people in there. It's like 11 o'clock. And Bree's like, let's see if they got a dessert menu. They bring the dessert menu. They pick the dessert. We got matcha ice cream, which was out of this world. But I was like, oh, they got coffee. I'm like, hey, can I just get a cup of the Americano? Mm-hmm. $4. That's reasonable. Mm-hmm. She's like, she immediately, and then Bree's like, oh, I'll take an espresso. And then Mike's like, I'll do an espresso. And she's like, how about espresso martinis for everyone? And I was just like,
No.
I was like, lady, I like your style. But literally, and everybody's like, oh, I'll do that. And I was like, okay, great. I'm cool with that. But then I was just like, that's another $50 to the bill right there for sure.
Yup.
And the espresso martini was amazing. It was great. I was just like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be one expensive meal.
She's just the ultimate upseller.
So, okay, I'll give you one more crazy story from last night. So my first job out of college, mm-hmm, or my first internship, I had quite a few unpaid internships. And my first one was I worked over the summer at this.
Is this Shell Vacations?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
It was a timeshare type of situation.
Oh, okay.
And we're talking about vacations as a kid, like, and going to like Bulls games and things like, and our parents never did nothing. And Bree's parents took them to like vacations all over the place. They would go skiing. They would do all this. And Mike's like, damn girl, I didn't know you had that type of money. And she's like, oh no, my father worked for a timeshare company.
Oh,
and it clicked in my head. I'm like,
oh, he worked at the same spot. You
I'm
did.
Like, no way. Like I'm thinking, I didn't say it at that point, but it clicked in my head. I'm like, I wonder, he's an accountant. I'm an accountant, and I was talking about my first internship, and she's like, where did you work? And I was like, Shell Vacation. She's like, get the out of here. Her dad worked in finance at this place while I was interning in like the corner booth as accounts receivable.
Wow.
So she woke him up, and he's like, there's no way he was working there. Yeah. I was like, I was their first. I think I was their first intern. Like that, they.
Is that the place that didn't pay you?
Yeah.
No, it gets even better.
The pen, right? So Bree's telling me how her dad got all these wonderful free vacations. And I'm like, Bree, you know what this motherfucking company, they made me work. They wanted me to work like 40 hour weeks for free.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to work at Walgreens, so I only worked like 4 days a week. I had to drive to Northbrook. They literally taught me not like they like I was so new. I didn't get any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually questioned my career in accounting at that point.
I still do that today.
I remember,
I think we all do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Particularly in the last week and a half.
Oh dude. And so then I asked. I remember this vividly because I'm like, there's no way they're not going to at least give me a vacation. Mm-hmm. They could put me anywhere.
Compensate you with something.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, or maybe a little cut of a check at the end of the day. And I had gone to Vegas, spent a bunch of money. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to get a little stipend from here. You know, I'll be okay. last day, the lady I was working with, she was out sick. So I went to lunch at some Italian place with four people I've never met before. They got me a jewel cake that was like garbage. And then they gave me a box with a pen that said velvet cake.
They gave him a pen and pencil. Pencil was there.
Had the price tag on it, Peter, too, right?
Yeah, they had the price tag.
Made in China, $9.99. I was like, you motherfuckers. I cannot wait to see Bree's dad. I'm like, you fucking owe me a goddamn vacation, motherfucker.
He owes you a he owes you two vacations for all the help you gave him during tax season.
But how small of a world is it
that's
that
crazy.
Mike's wife, dad, worked at my first internship? It's insane. Like, it's, I mean, just so crazy how things kind of work out sometimes.
That is wild.
Boys.
Yeah, Peter's still waiting for that vacation, shell vacation. Yeah. Do you understand that? A $12 pencil and pen set is not going to do it.
He wants it with interest, too.
Yeah, you son of a bitches. You're up, baby. Talking about getting underpaid.
Rome. June Clark. 14th.
Caitlin Clark and all that shit.
Oh, Caitlin Clark, yeah.
I had a conversation with Lauren about it today. She's like, what are you going to talk on the podcast? I'm like, I cannot wait to dive deep into the WNBA salary situation. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Lauren, how do you feel about that Caitlin Clark makes $75,000 a year? And she's like, she's a professional basketball player. I'm like, yep. She's like, but I make more than her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know.
Well, not really, but really.
Salary-wise. Yes. If she had nothing else, salary-wise.
Yeah, you got to take that other salary. You take everything else out of you. Just go based off salaries.
Yeah. And I'm like, and she's like, shouldn't she should make more? And I'm like, yeah, but the business doesn't make any money. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, so if the business doesn't make more money, should she get paid more? And she's like, well, how? No, you can't do that. And I'm like, all right, that's it. That's all I needed to hear. All these people who think she should make anything near what an NBA player makes, it's not feasible. Like, it makes zero sense to me.
How many tickets have they sold this year with her in it now? Like,
she's the number one.
But is there a jersey sales? Yeah, jerseys, not tickets, though.
It's true.
She will drive all the tickets because.
I'm curious. Like, I would love to see the end of the year what these attendances last year.
Well, Joan looked up her because Sarah was maybe not so happy about the situation and why maybe it tuned me to the craziness that the world is about because she posted something about it. And Joe did tell me that they went and looked at the ticket sales.
Frank and Jess are going to go to a game this year.
So they'll probably pay several hundred dollars for a ticket when she comes to Chicago because that's what the tickets are. Like a normal,
normal
Chicago
night.
Sky game, spend anywhere from $20 to maybe like $150 for courtside or something like that in that ballpark.
You'll pay more for the fees.
I think the lowest ticket I found for when Caitlin Clark's team, is she on Indiana?
Yeah, the Indiana Fever, baby.
Thank you.
The Fever.
John
Jacobs
Chicago,
getting the fever down there.
It's like $600 a ticket. So she is driving the price.
Is that secondary tickets or is that the...
Oh, no,
these are definitely secondary. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, people bought the tickets up as soon as she got
dressed. Curious about how much they'd raise prices for the normal tickets.
I bet not.
I couldn't tell you. Probably nothing.
Maybe
I mean,
Fever can.
Do professional sports do that? Like depending on the team?
Every team regulates their own pricing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because our tickets are not the same, Joe.
Yeah, the Cubs games, like when you get premium like games like the Yankees,
like
the Cardinals.
Today's game is like $12 a ticket.
Yeah, like when you get the Yankees or Cardinals in, it's like three times that.
Yeah, okay. It's like
is it better teams or is it like more known teams?
Premium matchups. They call them premium matchups.
Like Yankees, Boston.
So Cubs probably have that when they play in other places.
Yeah, can we travel very well?
Yeah, that's okay.
They're talking about how like the
so it is driven in a sense.
They're saying how when the Cubs play like in Florida or in Arizona that like the other teams are like the one team like the Cubs won and it was so loud he thought it was a game that
people
they'd
get
won.
Pissed that the prices go up in where is it, Wisconsin?
Yeah,
Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee won't do. Yeah. They do not want to do weekend series versus the Cubs.
They try to push your zip code into to see where you buy tickets from.
And we make more money. So
that's what happened
with the tickets.
That's what
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean the income in the city is usually higher.
That's what happened with the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks, when they were really good back in the early 2010s, they like Minnesota and Nashville would force you if you were buying a ticket for the Blackhawks game and you're out of the state. They would force you to buy a ticket to that game and then another game down there.
That's what Milwaukee did, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Like they're forcing you to buy like an extra game ticket to like some other series because they want their their fans to get these tickets. They don't want a traveling circus.
Hey,
I have no idea.
Hey, but
there's plenty of White Sox tickets available, guys. If you're interested,
let's just go into this real quick.
Bears are going to Arlington Heights.
I did see that. I don't.
Oh, did they decide to go back?
Flip flop.
I don't.
Arlington
know.
Gave him a tax break. I don't know what it is.
That was a while ago, and I don't think it has been. They were going to think about it still.
Oh, okay.
I think they're waiting to see if the city comes through. What they promise they're going to bring, and if they don't, they're going to go back to Arlington.
Oh, so there's still. This is like a Gaza, Iran. Palestine situation. Like, there's a lot of moves being made, but nothing's actually happening.
I would say it's more like LeBron James figuring out where he's taking his progress. Talents to. And whoever gives the best deal.
Yeah, whoever's where he's taking his talents to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of a better analogy, Pat. Just a little bit. It's okay.
No, I just, bring it back to the conversation earlier.
Yeah,
you know?
Just
you're reeling it back in.
A lot of
genocide talk there.
Hey, listen. I am not pro-genocide. I just want the people at home to know
that. The S&P podcast is anti-genocide.
Yes
definitely. All right, so let's get into this really quick. I wanted to get Joe's because me, Chris, and Pat both had. This is a brewery in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Illinois.
Chris found this brewery, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to be one of the best breweries. It's like
actually found it on a run one time, but we never went. And then I found an article about it.
Yes, exactly. So and it's ranked as one of the best breweries in America.
Actually, it's best breweries in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah, like the
World.
The Daily Herald has like an article about
it. I saw that one. I thought I was walking out. Yeah, I read that.
And the beer is unbelievable. And Frank liked it so much. So Frank was nice enough after, in February when things were kind of a little bit tough. He's like, hey, why don't we just go out for a drink and we can, and just hang out for a second. I'm sure you could use it. We went here. He loved the beer. He's like, I'm going to do my birthday here. So we went last night. Had a great time drinking beers, and it was this one, and the Mexican lager was really good. Mm-hmm. So now I want to get your opinion, Joe.
I kind of love this beer because if this was Coors Light, I probably would have finished this entire can. This has just enough of a bite to just
the same thing.
Make you kind of sip it and enjoy it. So you're not chugging beers. You're not like, it's got a taste to it. Or it's got like a bite to it, something like that. So I've really been enjoying this.
I really screwed myself last night. This beer has already pretty much put me back into the situation I was in last night. We're having a great time. We're having beers. And so I was like, hey, Mike, it's 11 o'clock. I'm like, I would love to do one more beer. And he said, cool. I'm like, the Butcher's Tap has live music. And I love, I don't ever get to go there. Me and Lauren used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
So we walk over there. And it's the guy who's been singing there every Friday. Guess how long he's been doing it?
10 years.
3 years.
20 years. Last night was his last night.
Whoa.
He's calling it quits. He's 47 years old.
Retiring it, baby.
You should buy a lotto ticket, dude. A lot of.
I just got
close,
like last
crazy
minute
things here.
We ended up at Cannes on the last day on accident. Yep. That hockey bar we ended up at the last night.
We ended up at Wise Fools on its last weekend.
Yes.
If the Powerball
ever not going there for like years too.
If the Powerball ever does like the last Powerball, you got to buy a ticket.
And
easily.
Pat, well, I haven't been there. I hadn't probably been on to that Friday. Probably in about a year, and just ended up very. And I went up to him like, hey, we've come here, honestly, probably 30 times just to watch you on a Friday night. And he's like, thank you. He's like, I'm like, he's 47 years old. He didn't look like he was older than 35. It was insane.
That's what we're going to look like.
Oh, 100%. We drink too much water not to look great. We're drinking. We're having a couple drinks. The music's great. Bree did not want to leave. So we're just kind of sitting there drinking. She was enjoying. It was all Dave Matthews. Pat would have been half chubbed up, humping this guy's leg at some point.
Don't retire. I'll be married every Saturday.
I'll get remarried if you come play my wedding. I didn't know how much of a fan of Dave Matthews she was. She was jamming out to every song. I was like, all right, this is getting a little awkward, lady. Like, calm down. No one likes Dave Matthews this much.
Has she ever been to your house, Pat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think Mike's ever been. I think Mike's been here once only.
Yeah, Mike did a podcast here with
us. Yeah, it's past the Mason-Dixon line. He's not a big fan of going this far north.
So exactly. What is – I heard this twice now. I mean, I understand the reference, and I get it.
Mike Basso does
where
not,
is the Mason-Dixon line so, for Mike Basso?
It's probably
– basically North Avenue, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like he won't go past, North Avenue. Maybe Armitage at the furthest.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Like, getting him to go up to, like, we've been to Carroll's a couple times. I think he went to Carroll's the last time we were there.
Yeah.
But, yes. I mean, like, getting him that far north is, like, fucking, like, pulling teeth.
What is the reason? Are Ubers more expensive past that point?
I think it's probably him, like, he has to Uber there, then you have to Uber all the way back where it's a little bit cheaper for us.
Where I feel bad for Brian. I do feel for Brian at that time because that's in a long Uber, too.
Yeah, Brian makes a lot of money. He's fine.
You can all have a little heart for him. Nah, don't feel bad about it.
He's fine. hey, Brian Hamilton is notorious for dragging us all the way on to, like, hey, want to go to the hang-up, guys? So he can get his quicker ride home, too.
Can I?
It's a double-edged sword with Brian Hamilton.
Can I ask you guys a real question?
That's at 4 in the morning, Pat. You could easily say no at that point.
Other than,
I'm a heart, Chris. I have a heart.
Other than egregious prices for Ubers, where it gets, like, there's a point, like, there's Prime.
Yeah, like last Saturday when me, Peter, and Pat were trying to get home, it was like $50.
Yes. Yep. I waited 10 minutes and mine dropped to 25.
So
I got me and Peter got home for like 30. Yeah, like
other than those moments where it's like truly egregious and you're like, if I just wait 10 minutes, it'll flip.
Yeah.
Do you guys think about like or worry about the price? I don't mean it like in a financial way, but like does it affect you that much?
I wish
like
I was,
it would, Mike.
Yeah, I wish I was more financially savvy with that, but I'm not. And
I don't feel like I am either.
No.
I feel like you pay for the convenience when you're at home on a Saturday night. Like, I want to go home. I'm going home.
I figure I look at it as more like if I'm looking at like prices like that, it's just going to limit me to where I can go. And I don't really – I want to go to fun places. I want to hang out with my friends.
I consider Saturday Ubers to be more like the cost of going out.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's exactly – like I don't think about cost
cheaper
on Saturday.
Cheaper than a DUI.
Yeah,
or 100%. What a DUI could bring.
Or parking for my car.
Yeah. I mean, you probably pay that in parking, yeah. Yeah, depending on where you go, especially the city, motherfucking downtown city, 11 o'clock, you're still paying goddamn parking fees.
Oh, it's insane. I feel bad. Like, we're looking at like hotel blocks for our wedding. And
we were trying to find your place when we were driving by it before the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we missed it.
It's kind of hard. This.
We missed it.
Yeah. It's,
is it on the same side as.
Do you ever see the small Chevelle that's on. It's you know where Kaiser Tiger is?
Yes. We it's were like, looking. Yeah.
It's kind of like behind it.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It's in front of it. Like on the other side.
Yeah,
like
we went right by.
So it's around the corner.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see it. Okay.
And there's
a
small Chevelle right there. Yes. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, we went right by and missed it.
Yeah, I don't think they have like a huge sign in front.
We were kind of like, all of us were kind of bopping around looking on both sides of the street.
I also had my knees and my chest from the way the seats were at, so you know.
Hey man, I pulled my seat up eventually.
No, it was fine. No, it was fine. It wasn't your fault, Joe.
It was before we got to Kaiser. By the time we got to Kaiser Tiger, your knees were no longer in your chest. All right, you fucking baby. It was 2 seconds down the road. Making it sound like you were driving 50-mile trek. With your knees in your chest.
It was uphill.
2 minutes, uphill. And then we had another
in the
2 minutes.
In the snow.
5 degrees weather.
Up the hill, both ways, no shoes.
Guys spun the car out for no reason.
Making this goddamn 5-minute Uber ride sound like a harrowing experience.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying it was slavery, but it was close to it.
Okay, and we're back.
Wow, this Goldfinger's awesome.
dude, so good. How was Au Chevelle? I'm so jealous. I've been dying for a nice.
It was great. It was always good. Always.
What do you guys get?
I just got those. I got a single with bacon.
A single, you pansy.
Which is a double cheeseburger.
That's right. Because they
singles
do two
double,
patties,
doubles,
and
triple.
A double's a triple.
And we got Brian. Right. I got we split a Caesar salad, Caesar salad, no chicken, but just Caesar
they do.
Salad. Dude, they do a nice little salad.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Sonny is all out.
Nice.
Gives you a nice little edge to the.
Glad I brought my sunglasses.
A little different to the burger, you know. I feel like with the fries, I never finish them anyways, so.
I heard you were real disappointed about that one.
No, I was fine with it. Brian said he wanted fries. I'm like, Peter and I got a salad. What else do you want to do? Want to do that instead? And he was like, okay. So that's what we did.
So talking about prices, and I've become a lot more conscious of money in a sense because, you know, I'm paying for a wedding.
Yeah.
And so like.
Watching it more.
Just on a Saturday nights.
Doing what you do for a living, but with your own stuff.
Yeah, I should have a budget. I should be way more smart about it. But it was like, I haven't spent, you know, I've been very blessed. I haven't had to spend a lot of money lately.
Yep.
But Patches needed a procedure Friday.
Oh, no.
Like nothing crazy, but just like maintenance stuff. But it was still, and it was probably more the vet just trying to upsell us.
This vet and that waitress are probably
killing me. So it was $800. Thank God we have insurance. Probably, right? They're probably cousins.
It's just her and that big nose and eyebrow and mustache thing.
Then I need new tires. So that's $600.
Oh.
And I'm thinking like, God, it go, you go from that's
two big hits like that.
Talk
is
about
such
the
a
killer. Yes. Oh, dude, and then you got the wedding. You got the we had to pay for the place. We just paid for our photographer. Our DJ's next. Like it's killing me. And then so I'm looking at prices for.
Is it just deposits though?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, still pretty hefty deposits.
It's you know, it's chunk after chunk.
Yeah,
it's not coming out.
Again,
like
very blessed to have the amount of savings that I have, and this it's. I mean, it's not the
money's going out faster than it's coming in, Pat.
Yeah, and again, I'm one of those guys that like I'm a squirrel with money. Like it goes in, I don't want it. It never comes out. Like I feel poor when my two less than a percent interest savings don't have a lot of money in them. And they should be instead in places that are making money. But I'd like to see that money. And
he
I don't
likes
like to,
go to his bank accounts and see the money. Pat. I need to he see. He likes it, the right? money.
He logs in and he goes, "Show me the money."
So Friday, Joe. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but so this is like talking about money. And Friday, you know, we've been looking at that office space. Mm-hmm. We're about to have the feasibility study in 2 weeks, and Pat politely informs us that it's on the contract. So
the property.
Yep. So we burnt $2,500 currently.
No, because you had to put it, you had to pay it up front.
We had to do a half up front, which is, it is what it is. We knew it was, I mean, it was a risk. We knew the risk.
Yeah.
And then I go, and I've been looking at these prices for this Florida trip. I'm a little, you know, I could do, there's no issue doing it. It's just like kind of one of those
it's
things.
It's a punch in the guts.
Yes. Right? And it's like, I should do it because I don't, you can't take it all with you.
No.
And then Friday morning, it goes up $200. And I was like, you mother. The last 2 days, I've been looking at $400. Now it's $550. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? How? Why?
Yeah.
For nothing. There's no reason for the prices to go up besides that they, no, none of the seats have changed. Yep. It's just airlines have decided to make it that much more expensive.
Yeah.
The price of oil went up.
I mean, at this point, like trying to think, like, what's the best approach? Do I just wait till like the day before, hoping they drop it, or does it go up? Like, how does what is the?
I know that's I and that's what I was thinking. Like, we got to get closer to this date. There's got to be it's going to be cheaper, right?
And
it's,
I would imagine.
And it's not doing me any favors. Not,
yeah, I got to pick up those tickets. I might just grab them today.
I'll probably do it all tomorrow. I'm going to get the Airbnb and all that stuff figured out tomorrow. But I was just trying to wait because, and then Brian said it was Friday prices. I'm like, okay, man, maybe, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
Shut up, Brian.
Is the plan to leave on Friday or Thursday?
I'm still working that out yet.
Okay.
I'll definitely have the idea. I'll figure it out tomorrow. But I am excited. It's going to be gorgeous in Cape Coral or Fort Myles Beach. Where I want, instead of doing my buddy's Airbnb, I want to walk on right off out of our place onto the beach.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
But yeah. All right, boys. Where are we at, Chris, time-wise?
We are at 52 and a half minutes.
Okay. I'm going to use the washroom really quick. You guys chat amongst each other. We'll get out of here in just a few minutes. One thing I did, you know, it's crazy though. Our podcast numbers this week, and I thought last week's podcast was a good one. It was a nice birthday thing. We had 100 views by Thursday.
Yeah.
I have zero idea why though. The week before that, which I thought was a 10 times better podcast, had 24 views.
Yeah.
You must have blocked Pat out of the thumbnail.
Chris, do you have any topics for the boys?
I have one of... Peter brought up a couple weeks ago about the lady in New York where she had the squatter come in and she got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
I read up a follow-up article this morning.
Okay.
While I was waiting for Peter to get up to go run with him. So the lady finally like got arrested for changing the locks and everything.
Yep.
This guy finally got arrested because of all the media coverage.
Yeah.
This is going to – this made me like almost collapse. I'm laying down in bed. It almost made me collapse out of my bed when I read the last sentence of this article. Do you know how long it takes for an eviction in New York to go through?
To give context, what's like the usual time in Illinois?
I would think about 6 months.
Right now.
3 to 6 months, right?
I'm in 6 months and counting.
Yeah, I mean six. I would go – yeah, I go closer to 6 months.
So okay. I'm going to go a year and a half?
Keep going.
More than a year and a half?
More than a year and a half.
2 years?
You're pretty much on point. It's 20 months. Jesus
Christ. Holy cow.
I almost fell out of my... I'm laying completely down in bed and almost fell out of bed because I'm like, 20 months. You got to be kidding me.
20 months with no
2 years. 2 years that that person could just literally stay...
No rent,
nothing. That person could do whatever they want for 2 months. Wow. And like,
I mean...
Supposedly, this guy was like... He says he's innocent because he used a real estate agent and the real estate agent said it was for rent. And he started subletting this place out to other people. He's subletting rooms out of this.
I mean, usually subletting house. Is not allowed on your leases too.
Yeah, in most
every
cases.
Lease, anybody landlord has a decent lease will not. Have
yeah, I mean, very few places nowadays will allow you to sublet
without lease without written permission from the landlord. Yeah.
And like it's crazy. So like he sublet like a bunch of rooms, and he's trying to say like, oh, I need a month or two to get these people out, and then you can have the house back. And it's like, you have nothing. It was just, it blew my mind. That this lady got arrested for changing the locks.
That's
and, like,
insane.
You can't, it's illegal in New York to turn off the utilities, change the locks, and there was something else there that you can't do. And, like, it's going to take, if she didn't have all this media coverage, it would have taken her 2 years to get this guy out of her place. Yeah, yeah. I was laying in bed reading that article, and it almost
Holy
made me fall out of my bed.
Dude. Oh, Peter. Hey, there's a cat. Yeah,
in New York, it takes 2 years for the eviction process to go all the way through. And down goes Frazier. Pierre's picking up a cat off of camera.
Pat's orange cat, nicknamed Garfield, sitting at the bottom of the stair here, got down because I guess the door was open.
Because Pierre didn't close it properly.
Peter goes to grab it. This cat just rolls over, lays his belly up, and Peter's like, nice. Scoops him up, and he's just picking him up and throwing him.
He's cute. He's
Check up a cat. Wow! You guys remember that video during COVID?
No.
There was the... He was a politician of some sort, maybe like on a community board or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this is my cat, Mr. Mittens. See, isn't he cute? And then he just goes, whack, and just launches it. And you just hear, oh, it's a fantastic video. We'll show you. It's like 15 seconds.
I have to see that one.
Yeah, we'll pull it up in the Uber.
All right, boys. This is a good podcast.
Still alive. There's your feel-good story.
Yes.
There it is.
It's got a decent home. I think about that for, again, how lucky, you know, just how things kind of work out. Our cat, you know, she had that procedure on Friday. And usually you got to wait in line. Like, they just do whoever, whenever. And the vet looked at Patches and was like, oh, she looks so scared, so, like, terrified in this little cage. They did her procedure first for her to get her out of there.
That's sweet.
And I think about, like, that poor cat could not survive in most houses. Like, this is impossible. Like, it's just too much.
She'd die in my parents' house.
Oh, absolutely. Like, she would never come out of, like, she would find a hole and never come out of it.
Oh.
And on that beautiful note, boys, let's go have some fun at the Cubs game.
Your pets.
Oh, you know what we're missing? You know what the giveaway for today is for the Cubs?
What is it?
A blanket.
Oh, yeah. Pepsi told me about that.
Oh, how
hopefully
convenient.
Hopefully Pepsi can get a blanket, because I don't think we're going to get one.
I wouldn't even carry around with us all night. Like,
that's also true.
I wrapped yourself and kept you warm all night, Pat.
I'm going to tie it around my neck.
Wrap myself around you, Chris.
Like Captain Underpants.
Ooh.
Not all superheroes wear a cape, Joe.
This one does. Hey.
Yeah, bye.
It's a Cubs one.